Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How are some local women mentoring young women and girls? Let's go in-depth with Terry Voss with Vermeer. Terry, what's a million women mentors? What is that?
Bob, that's an organization here in Iowa, and actually it's throughout the country, but it's an organization that really focuses on mentoring young girls and young women into STEM careers, science, technology, engineering, and math, because we know that there is such a workforce need for all interested individuals in STEM careers, but a particular shortage with females in those roles. So the organization is really to promote getting those young women into those positions.
And so are there, let's just say, I don't think there are institutional barriers. Are there societal barriers that keeps them from doing it? Something about the the traditional gender roles that have played themselves out for generations? Does that play a role, or is that all over? Apparently not.
Well, I would say that it definitely goes back historically in time, and that's probably not unlike a lot of different career fields where females weren't as welcomed or as involved in those organizations and those industry roles. I don't know that in itself is quite as common today, but we do know that young women, girls, sometimes can lose interest in those STEM fields and even in those STEM subjects already in elementary and grade school. And so it's going back to those earliest ages and encouraging them in a way that makes them realize that they're good at math, they're good at science. And then that in itself encourages them to look at those subject matter areas in terms of future career.
Okay, so how do you mentor then? And you and a bunch of other women, how do you reach out to those girls?
Well, there are a lot of different ways of doing it. It's happening all the time in a lot of places already, and so we want to serve as an organization that encourages those groups to continue doing what they're doing. But then there are also a lot of new ventures, and I'll use Vermeer Corporation as an example, since that's where I'm employed. But we now have a Vermeer Women in Manufacturing group at Vermeer, strictly because it's a group of females that are passionate about finding other individuals that will follow in their footsteps. So it's talking to those different businesses and industries that could potentially start those kinds of programs, that they have an interest in doing that. Through the work of the Governor's STEM Council here in Iowa, there's been a lot of progress in getting all young people interested in STEM careers, but females included. And so this is just another branch or another method, an organization to encourage that.
And you're on that council.
I am on the Governor's STEM Advisory Council, yes.
And you're chair of this co-chair with this mentoring group, right?
Correct.
Who's your other chair?
Her name is Jana Riker, and she's with Trilex Marketing Company in Des Moines, but she is serving as the co-chair with me.
Okay, and the marketing component is you've got to get the word out, I presume.
Definitely, right. And Million Women Mentors, we have a website, and so that is a website that talks about our purpose and what we do, but there's also an opportunity there where you can sign on as a mentor and put yourself out there as being willing to be a mentor, and then it connects you with different opportunities that could potentially allow you to mentor as well.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Terry Voss with Vermeer. You've just been appointed this, but I'm just presuming that Vermeer in general, and you in particular, have been in a lot of classrooms and Rotary groups and talking with all kinds of people. Do you see you doing a lot more of that, more communicating to the outside world, communicating in the schools, or how are you going to do this? You've got another job.
Mm-hmm. I would say that I don't look at this co-chair opportunity as something separate from what my work is at Vermeer, for example. It really aligns with the work that I do at Vermeer. So I'm already in classrooms visiting with those students from K through 12, letting them know about workforce needs, letting them know what careers are available in manufacturing, for example. I'm already doing that, but now this also gives me an avenue to encourage those adults in the room to say, hey, you can be a part of this as well. You can actually get involved and encourage those daughters of yours to do what you're doing if you're already in manufacturing, or if you've never even thought about it. Maybe you can play a role as a mentor in helping young people find their passion and their career pathways.
Okay, and so what if we have a grandchild or a child and we think they might be interested in a STEM career, or even just that everybody's talking about STEM careers. How can I help my kid and my girl in particular?
That's a great question, Bob. And I would say oftentimes it's first exposure, giving them visibility to what careers are out there. And then once they have that exposure, finding opportunities for them to get an experience. So anymore, employers are often looking at resumes of those new college or high school graduates saying, what did you do to go out there and get experiences? It could be things that they volunteered for. It could have been a job shadow that they pursued. It could have been in that because they were in that robotics club, for example, after school, ag, FFA. There are so many different ways that kids can start engaging in opportunities that will grow their skill sets for future careers. And so for your daughter or granddaughter or you know anyone who's listening, it would be just encouraging them and giving them avenues toward that exposure and experience.
So let's just use your imagination, and let's say there's a 9 or 10 year old girl sitting here with us. What would you, and you knew that she was good at math, what would you tell her?
First of all, I would tell her that the fact that she's a young lady interested in math is an amazing skill set, and I would encourage her to let her know that she's unique in that she shared already that she loved math or that she's good at math. Making her realize that she's unique in that regard, first of all, builds confidence. So that's where I would start, is just really giving her some gratification for her interests. And not a lot of girls are talking about being interested in math or wanting to pursue math on a regular basis. So first of all, building her confidence in that regard, and then starting to talk to her about, so you love math at school, have you thought about what you want to do when you grow up or in the next 5 years, depending on how old she is? And then starting to talk about, if you like math, you might be interested in looking at this career. Can I help you talk to someone in that career? Can I set up a meeting where you could visit with an individual in that career, and just making connections for that girl so that she can get excited about it. First build her confidence and then make her understand the exciting opportunities in that career interest area.
Well, and she's made that connection with you, and she knows you're going to pick up the phone. You're going to make something happen because she's making something happen.
Right. It's all about networking, and that's what we want to continue to encourage young people to understand too, to constantly reach out, find the opportunities, have those conversations, and other people can help you find where you want to go.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Terry Voss with Vermeer. I think it's interesting what you just said about confidence and encouragement. It's pretty remarkable how, like with the kids, actually with anybody, that with just a little bit of praise, a little bit of appreciation, then that makes them want to learn the next thing. They'll see, oh, I should know that, I'm good at math. Oh, I should know this, I should know geometry, I should know trigonometry. And so just that little bit of praise and appreciation, it goes a long ways, doesn't it?
Oh, so much so. And that makes me think of an example, Bob. We have Manufacturing Day at Vermeer, and it was a few years ago we had a a young lady that came to the event, and she didn't think she was good at welding. She saw the welding simulator there, but she thought, I've never welded. There's no way I'm going to be good at that. Just giving her the opportunity to try that welding simulator and seeing how well she did, and by the way, she got the top score of her group, and seeing that smile on her face and seeing her beam just after one experience, and her teacher emailed me when she got home that evening from, or went back to school, because she told her teacher that, now I know I'm good at something. That's what I want to do when I grow up. And that was from one time. Now, it doesn't always work that way, but for her, it did. And I'll be curious to see whether that happens. I hope it does.
Well, she'll just continue to explore possibilities, and maybe, you know, her mind will turn a different direction, but at least that door has been open.
Exactly. Just something she never even knew that was out there or that she could be good at. Now she does know that.
Now, sometimes I hear, and I know you've heard this before, where somebody says, oh, our family isn't good at math. Does that drive you nuts when you hear that?
It can. And I would say every family has their own passions, their own interests that they as a family maybe pursue. But so often math and science gets pigeonholed into one particular realm or career pathway, and the message often needs to be that when it comes to math and science, technology and engineering as well, there's not just one career pathway. Those subject matter areas can open your world into such a broad future and so many opportunities. So don't say you're not good at math until you know all the options that are out there, and I bet you'll find out you're better at a math field than you might think you are.
Now, we're talking about careers, and we're talking about STEM careers and different opportunities that kids can go and the paths that you're going down with girls. What are some of the jobs that are open now? What does Vermeer really need? And how do you know what you're going to need 10 years from now when those kids are out of high school?
You know, that is a challenge, and so lifelong learning is a constant mantra that we share with kids. It's true that you can't go to college, think that you're going to learn one thing and then do that for the rest of your life. It's definitely a pathway to teach you how to problem solve, pursue teamwork, collaborative thinking. College can sometimes be just a pathway to help you learn how to think differently. And so that's what we speak a lot of at Vermeer as well. Because you're pursuing one career today at Vermeer, or any place for that matter, doesn't mean that you're going to stay in that position. So just know, and I think that's what the workforce of tomorrow wants. They want to know that there's always opportunities to learn and grow. And that's the case of nearly any employer today. You start in one place, but know that there's other opportunities to come.
So you might start off as a welder, and then you might end up supervising welders, and then you might move up to some kind of a divisional head eventually because you got your start in welding. Everybody knows what you can do. You know how the system works. You know it top to bottom. Or if I just came in, I couldn't, without the training, I couldn't do anything. I'd be helpless.
Well, and every career pathway is as unique as the individual who pursues it.
Thanks to Terry Voss for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.